أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسارق والسارقة فاقطعوا أيديهما جزاء بما كسبا نكالا من الله والله عزيز حكيم. فمن تاب من بعد ظلمه وأصلح فإن الله يتوب عليه إن الله غفور رحيم. ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض يعذب من يشاء ويغفر لمن يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. We discuss verses number 38, 39 and 40 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here discusses the law, the penal law, the punishment with regards to a person stealing a thief. One was a few verses before we discussed with regards to those that openly do highway robbing, hijacking, bandits, all of that has been discussed in that verse. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a sariq, a person who is a thief, a person that steals. And hence Allah ta'ala says, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ a male or a female, a male and a female thief, فَقْطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَا نَكَالًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ cut off the hands as a punishment because of which they had earned, in other words, the evil that they earned, نَكَالًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ as a deterring punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu Azizun Hakim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most powerful. Hakim. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all wise. When we speak about stealing and here the punishment, the penal law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, there are certain factors that need to be taken into consideration for the hand to be cut off. The hand that is cut off, it will be at the risk of the right hand for the first time. For the second time, then the left leg will be cut off at the ankle. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fuqaha have also given this verdict that whatever is stolen has to be something of value. For example, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says it has to be equal or more than 10 silver coins. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says quarter of a gold coin. And like that, the fuqaha have given their verdict on what is the minimum amount that needs to be stolen. If it is less than that, obviously it is still a sin by Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then the Islamic law of that particular country will come into play, whatever has been decided by the government of that time or the courts of those times. Then again, when we speak about the hand needs to be cut off, there are particular rules. And this is the beauty of the Shariat, that whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed these punishments as a deterrent, nakalan, together with that there is no recklessness insofar as the penal law that will be upheld in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Some conditions just for our understanding, to understand the fairness of Islam as opposed to what the world will say that it is barbaric. Number one, the fuqaha have ruled that it has to be a privately owned property. One individual or a group of people own it, but it is their own ownership. The person that stole, the thief, has absolutely no share in this, to the extent that it is not a governmental property. If somebody stole from the governmental property, then this law of cutting of the hand will not apply. Number two, the property was secure. In other words, it was, so to say, under lock and key. It was not something that was lying around. If somebody stole something that was lying around, or a pickpocketed somebody, that will also be regarded as something that is haram in the Shariat. There will be a punishment, but not the cutting of the hand. Then there was no previous permission that was granted to the thief. In other words, he had absolutely no hold on the property, no usage, no permission of utilization of the property whatsoever. And lastly, he had taken the property secretly. In other words, he broke into somebody's property and then very secretly, secretively, what we would say, stealthily, he came into the property and he stole. If it is done openly, then obviously that law we have already discussed, that they will be crucified and all of that. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about the cutting of the hand, these are the certain considerations that will be taken insofar as the Shariat is concerned. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ. Whoever made tawbah, whoever repented after his oppression, وَأَصْلَحَ, and he made good. In other words, he reformed, he rectified his deed. Somebody stole, after they stole, they made tawbah to Allah ta'ala, but that tawbah is not sufficient, because he's got somebody else's property in his hand, he needs to return it, or he needs to have it redeemed. The person, the owner, forgives him and all of that. Then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ. Then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. But this forgiveness is insofar as the akhirat is concerned. When a person stole, the case had been recorded with the court, and now the qazi, the judge, is still in the process of apprehending the person, or for that matter, an investigation is still in process. And in that process, the person makes tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. So insofar as akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will forgive the person. As far as dunya is concerned, that person is still going to go through the penal law. In other words, his hand will still be cut off, because that is the law of Allah Ta'ala insofar as this earth is concerned. As far as the akhirat, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may or may not forgive such an individual. That will be left to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When we look at this and we look at what happens today in the world, a person steals no matter how, a person goes to imprisonment, the act of stealing, syndication, and the syndicate will continue doing what they are doing. In prison, a person still monitors how the theft and all of that takes place. There is no tawbah, there is no remorse, there is no regret, there is only an increase in the crime. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this as a nakal. In other words, it is a punishment, it is a deterrent for others. And obviously we saw, and we still see in certain Islamic countries, that when shop closes, a mere cloth is put over everything. There is no lock, there is no key, and nobody steals. That is because of this beautiful law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna Allah ghafoorun raheem. Certainly Allah ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah ta'ala is most kind, compassionate. That a person makes tawbah to Allah, that will be forgiven by Allah ta'ala. But obviously the law of the land of an Islamic country will still prevail. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That do you not know that belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mulk, is the sovereignty of the skies and the earth. All of it belongs to Allah ta'ala. If only insan can understand and realize this, that a person has a need, he needs to turn to Allah ta'ala, who is the owner of sovereignty. Allah Ta'ala is the owner of everything. He needs to ask from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He needs to beseech Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah will show him the way of earning and acquiring whatever his needs and necessities be. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives whomsoever, Allah Ta'ala punishes whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires. وَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires. That is left to Allah Rabbul Izzat. How Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala structures the rule, how Allah Ta'ala structures the law, what the punishments will be, all of that is left to Allah Ta'ala. One important aspect will be that when somebody had a property that was stolen, he had now reported it to the Qazi or to the Islamic court or to the police or whatever it may be, even now he forgives, then also the Islamic law will continue. This is not retaliation, this is a penal law in the law of Allah Ta'ala. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. And Allah Ta'ala has power over all things. On the one hand, Allah Ta'ala says he is Azizun Hakim. Allah Ta'ala is almighty, Allah Ta'ala is all wise. Number two, Allah Ta'ala said he is Ghafoorun Rahim. And all of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has power over all things. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.